You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we are reviewing the rom-com People We Meet on Vacation from 2026. Poppy's a free spirit and Alex loves a plan. After nearly a decade of summer vacations, these polar opposite pals wonder if they could be the perfect romantic match.
On vacation, you can be anyone you want.
Who wants to go skinny dipping?
Alex does not.
Maybe vacation Alex does.
That's why I want to travel. You can actually be who you want to be instead of who they say you are.
How about every summer, wherever we are, we meet somewhere in the world for a trip?
Deal.
Based on the 2021 book, this film stars Emily Bader as Poppy and Tom Blythe as Alex. And I, Amelia Hilton, am joined by fellow rom-com lover Paulina Kohorev to talk all about this film. So, Paulina, we both love a rom-com.
Absolutely.
And this one is a friends to lovers romance.
The best.
Really fun. And it also pays tribute to a lot of other rom-com moments and romance tropes in some really original ways. It works as a series of flashbacks between the present day and different summers and summer vacations that they've had. So let's start with the characters. What did you think of Poppy and Alex?
Amazing. Probably one of my favorite new rom-com characters. I feel like there's so many rom-coms out there. It's so hard to get really standout characters with amazing chemistry. And those two, the whole polar opposites, but so charming and so sweet together. I just adored those two and I really rooted for them. And as you said, the whole concept of going through flashbacks. So you start in present day and you're trying to figure out, why is their relationship where it is at the moment and how did they meet? And it's just going through that format, I think, worked so well because it generally makes you guessing what's happening, what happened to them in the past and all the exciting adventures they had. How about you?
I loved the characters. I think sometimes characters like this can be really unbelievable, like they feel too extreme or you don't understand how they would work as a pair. But I think the actors obviously had really real chemistry. And I really like the setup. It has been called a modern day Harry Met Sally because they first meet on a big road trip. Yeah, and you really get a flavour of their different personalities. They seem to really not like each other, but something goes wrong and it means that they have to get a bit more vulnerable.
Spend more time together.
Exactly. And it's also really nice because you see the friendship build in lots of different ways, and especially early on in the film there's a scene where they go on their first big trip together and they're really excited for each other to date other people. Like, they're actually really supportive friends that want, there's not a lot of jealousy, at least at the start.
No.
And they're really just enjoying spending time together, like encouraging each other to do silly but like growth building things, and you really believe the friendship is real and you really see why the friendship matters, and that makes the stakes higher as well for the romance when you realize that someone has feelings for the other person.
Yeah, because that's the best thing about rom-coms like this, is as much as you love them as friends, it usually comes to a point where they either get together or there's no friendship, there's no in between anymore. They have to choose and there's no going back. So if they can't sort things out, that's it. That amazing relationship that was built over the course of the movie is gone. So I feel like the stakes are relatively high. With this one, it felt genuine, which is really nice.
Yeah. Let's listen to a clip of that first car journey so we can get to know the characters.
Thank you so much again for the ride, by the way. You're so much better than taking the bus. Also, I cannot believe there's another person here from Linfield, Ohio, and we have never met before. Crazy. I mean, two ships passing in the night, right? Thank God Bonnie suggested we carpool.
You're an hour late.
Didn't you say, like, eight-ish?
Well, it's nine, and I wouldn't say ish.
Oh, sorry, that's my bad. Yeah, I had to get breakfast. I get really weird if I don't eat.
Alex pulls out some of her bags.
What are you doing?
Well, you blocked my whole field of vision, so you...
He bangs his head.
Gnarly, are you okay?
Yeah.
That was a good one. No, it's funny, because before I thought you were firing me from our road trip.
No. I just really want to get on the road. It's a long drive, and I'd like to get ahead of the traffic.
Dude, I'm sure we'll be fine.
On a highway, they sit in standstill traffic.
So obviously this is a really fun moment at the start of the film, but without too many spoilers, what were some of your other favourite vacations or moments in the film?
There's one that I feel like they didn't show enough. I wanted to know more about what happened in Norway. I'm not going to say anything else without spoiling anything, but I feel like that was a very important time for their relationship, for going beyond maybe friendship or showing how much they love each other, even as just friends. And maybe this is where the book gives us more of a look into it. I would be really curious to know. Big fan of the skinny dipping adventure. Was it Canada they went to? it was nice to see them being, as you said, so supportive of each other. He gets into a spot of trouble and she goes there to help him. She helps him out even though, you know, she could be spending time with a romantic interest. I liked the additional man they inserted in that scene because he was very sweet as well. So it was really nice seeing them surrounded by some really interesting characters they met on these holidays as well. How about you?
Yeah, I really loved the moments where you see them with other people, and I liked the moments where they go from just being holiday friends to actual friends that show up a bit more in each other's lives. One of my favourite moments, which I think was one of yours as well, is there's this amazing scene. They go to New Orleans and Poppy, because she realises they can get free stuff, sort of like makes them pretend to be a couple in a cafe, and then they keep running into another couple that they told they were married. So they have to keep the charade up. It's really goofy and silly. She's like doing a terrible accent and Alex kind of is really reluctant but then leans into it, and you see him really like grow. Yeah, and then there's an amazing dance scene that we can listen to just now.
With wide eyes, Alex watches as Poppy moves onto the dance floor. She shakes her fingers and looks over her shoulder at him. He gives a tense smile. She holds a hand behind her head and swings her hips. He shakes his head and mouths no. She mimes lassoing him.
You gonna keep that beautiful woman out there waiting?
Alex downs the rest of his drink. He stands and removes his outer shirt.
Yes! Get over here!
He stands close to Poppy, stiffly bobbing his head with his shoulders hunched. She lifts his chin with her fingers, forcing him into eye contact. He raises his eyes at the couple. Stacy gives two thumbs up. Bob nods.
Oh, come on, Vacation Alex. Is that the best that you've got?
The bartender brightens stage lights.
Okay. You asked for this.
Alex slides back and rolls his hips. Poppy gapes.
Oh, such a good scene. And I think, yeah, like you've said earlier, obviously, there is a bit of fantasy in this rom-com. There always is. There are like collections of gestures and situations that a lot of people will never experience. But I think this rom-com really shows a lot of the real compatibility questions and relationship issues that people...
How compatible do you really need to be? Or do you have to be 100%? Or, you know, because they feel like opposites, right? There's the whole question of if you are 100% like someone else that you're dating, are you really truly meant to be together? Are you two alike to grow? Because I feel like the biggest thing that happens in this relationship is by being very different and having different approaches to life, they each make the other person better. They make them go out of their comfort zone. They get them to grow, to really think about what they want out of life, and they challenge them, which... If you're with a person that you're agreeing on everything with and have the same outlook on life, I feel like you never get challenged.
Yeah, and I really like a scene. Poppy calls out Alex about one of his partners that he has where she thinks that he's not going to grow with her. And he also calls her out for kind of constantly trying to escape the hard parts of life by always being on holiday and looking for new things. Those are like real conversations that happen in friendships and also in relationships. And there are also moments when you think something is going to happen and it doesn't. And also when they need to decide to choose each other, even though there are other great options that could make them happy. And they really consider whether the amount of work or lifestyle compromise that they're going to have to make to both be happy.
If that's what they want as well.
So yeah, I think overall just it's really funny, very sexy in moments. There's
super sweet as well.
Super sweet. You really root for the characters. The stakes feel really genuine. Soundtrack, very fun. And very fun free-spirited parents. I feel like that's always good in a rom-com. They make you laugh. So yeah, overall, I feel like for what it's aiming to do, it does almost everything really, really well. Like.
So ratings, you were suggesting flip-flops.
Well, yeah, they are holiday. They're holiday fans. I think when I first watched it, I was like 3.5 flip-flops. But now after talking about it, I think I'm a 4.
Yep, I would agree. I'm 4 out of 5 flip-flops, mostly because I think there's some things they could have built on more. I would have loved to see more Norway. I would have loved to see more interactions between their families. We never see her interact with his family fully. That's what I think we're missing. But I'm kind of hoping the book maybe has some of those moments that the film maybe run out of time to fit in. So I think this is my next book to check out.
Very exciting. Well, if you want to watch People We Meet on Vacation, it is available on Netflix with audio description or is available on Audio Vault. For now, thank you so much, Paulina, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.